增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。第三节，
对，请
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。从这两节经节看起来，我们至少要忍耐两件事情。
These verses tell us that we need to stand firm to the end on two things.
啊，第一个，我们要忍耐着别人对我们没有爱心。
The first is that we need to stand firm despite the lack of love from others.
第二个，我们要忍耐着去过着一个爱的生活。
The second is that we should stand firm in loving others.
有爱才有耶稣，才有生命。
Only with love could there be the presence of Jesus and the life of Jesus.
没有爱就没有耶稣，就没有生命。
Without love, Jesus would not be here, nor will there be life.
也不是说今天的社会没有爱。
This is not to say that there is no more love in the society today.
今天所缺少的是这种耶稣的爱，宗教上的爱。
But what we lack is the love of Christ and the religious love.
请看提摩太前书一章第五节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太前书一章第五节
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
第五节，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心 生出来的。今天我们所需要去追求的爱是这一种真诚的爱，真正的爱。
This is the pure and sincere love that we should strive for.
就是以诚实 来相爱。
A love that comes from a pure heart.
啊，不是只是用嘴巴，而且是有行动的爱。
A love that is not only manifested in the lips, but in deeds.
啊，是这种宗教上的耶稣基督的爱，不但爱人的肉体，更是爱人的灵魂。
It is the love of Christ, one that not only loves the physical body, but the soul.
一个基督徒必须要有爱的生活。
A Christian life must consist of love.
什么是爱的生活？
What is a life of love?
像耶稣所说的，最大的诫命是爱神，再来是爱人。
Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love God and to love our neighbors.
所以过着爱的生活就是过着爱神爱人的生活。
Therefore, a life of love means a life that loves God and loves our neighbors.
什么叫做爱神？
What does it mean to love God?
你看约翰福音十四章二十一节。
Please turn to John chapter 14 verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14 verse 21.
二十一节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。二十二节，犹大问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？二十三节，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。二十四节，不爱我的人就不守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。什么叫做爱神？就是遵守神的教训。
The meaning of loving God is obeying His commandments.
啊，神的教训啊，可以归纳成两个地方。
God's commands or teachings can be categorized in two.
啊，第一个在旧约圣经里头，出埃及记二十章。神的十诫。
The first is the Ten Commandments according to Exodus chapter 20.
啊，耶稣来了之后，他也留给我们行事为人的教训，就是登山的宝训，在马太福音五章到七章。
When Jesus was in the world, he also left with us some teachings, which were the Beatitudes, recorded in Matthew chapter 5.
如果我们是爱神的，我们就照这些教训来过我们的生活。
If we truly love God, we will.Obey these commands in our lives.
那今天教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的家。
The church is the household of God.
所以如果我们是爱，要过爱神的生活，我们就要爱我们的教会。
If we want to show our love to God, we must love the church.
啊，最近是连续的大的假日，所以无论是在公路上或者在机场上来往的旅客非常的多。
Because of the holiday season, there are many travelers on the road or around the airport.
啊，很多人都是要回家去团聚。
Many people are on their way home to unite with their family members.
因为爱他们的家，爱他们的家人，所以他们要团聚。
Out of their love for their families, they want to go home.
虽然旅途 相当的麻烦，相当的劳累，但是渴慕家，渴慕全家的团契。
Despite the exhausting and long journeys, they still have the yearning to go home.
啊，教会是我们的家，我们应该也应该常常有这种羡慕、渴慕的心，来爱我们的爱我们的家。
Likewise, since the church is our home, we must always have that yearning to be at home.
啊，当人回到家里，可能带着礼物，可能带着关怀，可能带着一些好的消息回到家里。
When people go back home, they bring with them gifts. Caring and good news.
啊，所以我们来到神的家，我们也要同样这样的心情来到教会。
Likewise, this is how we should come to church.
那保罗告诉我们啊，我们要活为基督而活，死为基督而死，我们是他的人。
Paul tells us that we must live for Christ and die for him, and whether we live or die, we are his.
我们父母亲常常是为儿女而活。
Parents often live for their children.
啊，看看我们是怎么为我们的儿女而活。
Just look at how you live for your children.
啊，我们的所有我们都要跟我们的儿女一起来分享。
You're willing to share everything that you have with your children.
我们将我们的时间来给我们的孩子。
You give your children your time.
所以今天，假如说我们是爱主为主而活，我们要拿出我们的时间来。
In the same fashion, if we want to truly live for our Lord, we must also give him our time.
只要说时间也要奉献十分之一的话，想想看我们要一天要花多少的时间在神的上面，在教会上面。
If we need to offer tithes in terms of the amount of time we give to God, imagine how much time we will have to spend for church and for God.
所以我们要多利用时间来亲近神，亲近教会，来为神做工。
So we must make the most of every opportunity to serve God and be a church.
我们赚钱常常是为了让我们的孩子，为了让我们的家庭有更好的生活。
When we make a living or earn money, we want our children and our family to have a better living.
今天假如我们是爱神的，我们也应该去想到我们的钱应该怎么的来应用在耶稣的身上。
By the same token, if we love God, we should think about how we can contribute our money to Christ.
我们愿意为我们的家庭，为我们的儿女来出力量。
We're willing to spend effort and energy for our children.
今天神给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐，我们同样的愿意将我们的恩赐来奉献给神。
Likewise, we should also give the gifts that we have received from God for the sake of Christ.
好像摩西他携了前埃及的一些学问，他能够用这些学问来坐在神的身上。
Moses was knowledgeable in all the wisdoms of Egypt, and he was able to put them to use for the sake of God.
当儿女有危险的时候，我们甚至愿意献上我们的生命来挽回我们儿女的生命。
Sometimes when our children are in danger, we're even willing to give our lives for them.
我们如果是为主而活，我们也是愿意将我们的愿意献上我们的生命。
Likewise, if we truly live for Christ, we should be willing to give our lives for Him.
就是用我们的生命来荣耀天上的神。
We must dedicate our lives to glorify the Father in heaven.
我们不但要爱神，我们要过爱的生活，也要爱众人。
Not only do we love God, we must also love our neighbors in our life of love.
首先，我们要爱我们的家人。
First of all, we must love our family.
保罗说，一个不能够爱自己的亲人的人，那就比外邦人还不如。
Paul says that a person who does not even love his family is worse than an unbeliever.
我们夫妻要彼此的相爱。
Spouses must love one another.
这世界上没有一个十全十美的人。
No one in this world is perfect.
虽然我们希望我们的配偶是完美的，但是常常我们又发现他也有缺点。
Though we wish our spouse to be the ideal spouse, yet we often find that there are shortcomings.
好像主耶稣希望我们是完美的，但是我们却常常在主耶稣面前有软弱、有缺点。
Just as how Jesus wants us to be perfect, yet we often fail him.
但是主耶稣怎样对待我们？
But how does Jesus treat us?
主耶稣原谅我们，主耶稣勉励我们，鼓励我们。
He still forgives us and encourages us.
所以我们夫妻之间也要常常彼此的能够彼此赦免，互相的来鼓励勉励。
Similarly, spouses need to forgive one another and encourage one another at all times.
我们要爱我们的父母。
We must also love our parents.
今天这个社会，父母亲需要我们在物质上来 来奉养他的并不是很多。
Today, not many parents need material provision from their children.
今天父母亲更需要的是我们在精神上、心灵上的这种关怀。
What they need the most is the attention and the care from the children.
在今天的社会里头，我们时常不方便跟我们的父母亲常住在一起。
In today's time and age, it may not be convenient for the children to be with the parents all the time.
但是这个距离并不能够减低我们对父母亲的关怀。
But physical distance should not be an excuse not to care for our parents.
只要我们是愿意过着爱的生活，我们的父母亲仍然能够感受到精神上的安慰，精神上的满足。
As long as we are willing to make an effort to live a life of love, our parents can feel the satisfaction and the love from us.
假如我们有弟兄姐妹的话，我们要弟兄姐妹常常彼此的相爱。
We must also love our siblings.
像箴言里头所说的，我们的弟兄姐妹是为患难而生。
Proverbs tells us that brothers are born for the day of trouble.
在最危急的时候，在患难的时候，最能够帮助我们的、最需要的，常常是手足之间的这种爱。
At times of crisis, what is most helpful turns out to be that from a brother.
尤其今天我们信主了，我们更要关心我们弟兄姐妹的灵命信仰。
For those of us who are in the Lord, we must show our concern over the faith of our brothers and sisters.
好像当时亚伯拉罕对罗德的关心那样。
This is similar to Abraham's love for his nephew Lot.
当亚伯拉罕晓得罗德被四王所掳掠了。
After Abraham had learned that Lot had been captured by the four kings,
他心里那么是非常的着急，不顾生命危险的要赶快的把他救出来。
He was so anxious that he didn't care about his life, but went to rescue Lot.
当亚伯拉罕晓得神要毁灭所多玛城，
when Abraham knew that God was about to destroy Sodom,
他挂念着整个城的人，更挂念着罗德也生活在所多玛城里头。
He was worried about the life of the people in the city, especially that of Lot.
所以他一次两次的多次的在神面前为所多玛城来祈求。
So time and again he did not give up praying for the city of Sodom.
他关心罗德的生命。
He cared about Lot's life.
今天假如我们关心我们亲弟兄我们自己手足的生命的话，我们要关心他的信仰。
Today if we want to really love our siblings, we must care for their souls.
神的教会就是弟兄姐妹的集合。
The church is the assembly of our brothers and sisters.
所以使徒约翰说，我们如果不能够看爱看得见的弟兄姐妹，不能够说我们是爱神的。
The apostle John says, if we're not able to love the brothers whom we can see, we can say that we love God.
所以今天假如我们爱神，我们应该能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
So if we really have love for God, we should love our brothers and sisters.
我们来到教会里头，我们要表现出弟兄姐妹之间的这种相爱。
As we gather at church, we should manifest the brotherly love.
我们离开了教会，我们也要表现出一家人彼此相爱的这种关怀。
While we are not outside church service times, we should also show our concern.
那圣经里头告诉我们什么是弟兄姐妹的相爱。
The Bible tells us what this brotherly love means.
啊，就是我们常常彼此的问安，彼此的团契。
It means constant greeting and fellowship.
请看约翰一书第一章第三节。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰一书一章第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。这里约翰谈到他们就是使徒们跟这些弟兄姐妹之间怎么彼此相爱。
Here John describes the love among the brothers and sisters.
啊，就是他们彼此问安，彼此团契。
They have fellowship andwith one another and greeted one another.
将所看见所听见的大家来彼此分享。
And they share with each other what they have seen and heard.
我们如果爱我们的家人，我们一定会很喜欢将我们所遭遇的事情，无论是顺利或者不顺利的，跟 我们的家人来分享，来彼此得到勉励，彼此得到造就。
In our family, we like to share what has happened to us in the day, be it good or bad, so that we can encourage one another.
所以我们在我们弟兄姐妹在彼此相爱之间，我们就是常常的能够将神的恩典或者我们所遭遇到的一些困难，大家彼此的来做交通。
So the way to love our brothers and sisters is to constantly share with each other what we have encountered so that we can have fellowship.
在使徒时代，他们也非常注重这个接待的事情。
In the apostolic church, they emphasize the task of hospitality.
今天我们在这里也常常有这种接待的机会。
And today we have many opportunities to receive guests.
对外地来的学生或者新搬到这里来的亲戚朋友或者同龄
we can show our hospitality to students who study abroad or new members in the church.
你请看使徒行传二十章三十四节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 20 verse 34.
使徒行传二十章三十四节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 34.
三十四节，我这两只手常攻击和我和同人的需要，这是你们所自己知道的。三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。保罗他也在谈到弟兄姐妹之间彼此的相爱。
Paul here speaks of the love among brothers.
就是能够关心，实质上的帮助。
It is to show concern and to give.People when they are in need.
不但是灵性上的，而且是生活上的。
And this is not only in the spiritual sense, but also in the material sense.
所以保罗常常在书信里头或者在传讲里头，他为了弟兄姐妹的灵性，他甚至流泪。
In Paul's epistles and messages, he said that he often wept for the spiritual level of the members.
就是在物质的生活上，他也是尽他的力量能够来互相的帮助。
Even in terms of material provisions, he often tried his best to help the members.
因为保罗他实在也接受过弟兄姐妹对他的关心。
And Paul had actually received the material aid from the members.
尤其是从巴拿巴那边来的这种关爱。
In particular, the love from Barnabas.
保罗刚信主的时候，大家对他存着一个怀疑的心。
When Paul first became a convert, people were suspicious of him.
因为他过去是一个逼迫教会、逼迫信徒的人。
This was because he used to be a persecutor of the Christians.
所以他信主了，还是有人对他的这个动机觉得怀疑。
So even after his conversion, people still doubted his motive.
但是巴拿巴却能够接待他，却能够接纳他。
Barnabas, on the contrary, was able to accept him.
甚至巴拿巴被差派到安提阿工作的时候，他去找保罗出来跟他一起去。
When Barnabas was sent to Antioch, he went and sought for Paul.
所以保罗虽然是神直接拣选的，但是从巴拿巴所得到的帮助造就也是很大的。
Although it was Christ who directly called Paul to his service, Barnabas was instrumental in the reception of Paul into the church.
这就是爱的生活。
This is the life of love.
我们有时候弟兄姐妹偶然被软弱过患所胜过，我们也是一样的，要用爱来挽回。
Some of us may have been won over by sin. We should restore them with gentleness and love.
使徒约翰告诉我们，也不要忘记代祷的事情。
The Apostle John tells us not to neglect intercession.
透过我们的代祷，能够挽回弟兄姐妹。
Through our intercession, we can restore our brothers.
透过我们的代祷，能够让弟兄姐妹得着生命。
Through our intercessions, we may ask God to impart life to them.
这就是在教会里头，我们过着爱的生活。
This is how we should lead a life of love in the church.
我们要爱众人。
We must love all.
所以其他的世界上的人，我们也需要去爱他们。
This means that we must love everyone in this world.
我们先看使徒行传十章第二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10 verse 2.
使徒行传十章第二节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 2.
第二节，哥尼流是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。第三节
，three，
有一天耶在生出，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里，说哥尼流。第四节
，four。
哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，以蒙纪念了。”这里提到哥尼流是一个敬畏神的人。
Cornelius was a God-fearing man.
虽然他当时还不认识耶稣，但是他敬拜天上的真神，他常常向天上的神祷告。
Though at that time he did not know Jesus Christ, yet he always prayed to the God of heaven.
他的祷告蒙神纪念，他所做的事情也蒙神纪念。
And his prayer was heard, and so was his generous deeds to the needy.
他所做的事情就是他对一般的人多行善事。
And he always practiced, he always gave alms to the people.
啊，所以我们怎么来爱我们周遭的人，就是向我们周遭的人多做好事，多做善事。
The way to love the people around us.Is to practice good deeds all the time.
啊，有时候我们周遭的人是对我们不利的，是啊，是欺负我们，或甚至欺压我们的，逼迫我们的。
Even though our neighbors may not seem all that friendly, and they may even persecute us and bully us.
我们要过着爱的生活，所以主耶稣告诉我们说要为这些人祷告。
We must nevertheless love them, for the Lord Jesus has told us.To love our enemies and to pray for them.
保罗说我们要为万人祷告。
Paul also reminded us to pray for all men.
为了要让更多人来领受神的大恩典。
So that more people can receive the wonderful grace of God.
啊，所以保罗说他极愿意传福音给各处的人，各样的人。
Therefore, Paul was anxious to preach to people of all races.
说这是神托付他的，是。神给他的责任。
He felt that was the responsibility and mission from God.
他实在过着一个爱的生活，爱众人的生活。
He led a life of love, a love that was manifested to all men.
我们请看马可福音六章三十一节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6 verse 31.
马可福音六章三十一节。
Mark 6:31.
三十一节，他就说：“你们同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。三十二节
，32，
他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野地方去。三十三节
，33，
众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。三十四节
，34，
耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。主耶稣来完成救恩，他也给我们留下许多的榜样。
Jesus came to fulfill salvation, and he also left many examples for us.
他给我们留下爱的生活的榜样。
The example being a life of love.
所以我们可以看到说，要过一个爱的生活，从某一个角度来看，是一种奉献，是一种牺牲。
So the life of love, in essence, is a life of service and dedication.
像耶稣在这里，他们连吃饭的功夫都没有。
Jesus and the disciples did not even have a chance to eat.
耶稣并不是要我们不用休息，这里主耶稣也说我们到旷野去歇一歇。
This is not to say that we should never take a rest, because even Jesus was going to take a rest.
啊，但是我们看这一段看到说他真的连休息的时候都没有。
But this passage tells us that he did not even have a chance to do that.
他真要歇息，又看到这许多的人，他就怜悯他们。
He intended to take a rest.But when he saw the multitude, he had pity on them.
要过着爱的生活，必须要有这种牺牲的精神。
In order to lead a life of love, we must have a sacrificial spirit.
而耶稣爱的最高的表现，就是为罪人来死在十字架上。
The consummation of Jesus' love is his death on the cross for sinners.
所以要过爱的生活，甚至要舍掉我们的生命的。
Therefore, to show our love to the world, we must lay down our lives.
所以为什么我们不能够过着一个爱的生活，常常我们自己是一个最大的障碍。
We is oftentimes the reason for not being able to lead a life of love.
因为人常常是自私的。
Because we are often selfish.
人如果过分的自私，就不能够过着一个真正爱的生活。
If we're selfish, we cannot love.
那我们怎么能够打掉这个自我，打掉这个自私呢？
Then how can we break away from the selfishness?
我有一个方法，就是我们真的常常明白去思想那个真正的爱。
One way is to often think about the true meaning of love.
那个真正的爱就是从神来的。
This true love comes from God.
神就是那一个真正的爱。
And God is the true love.
所以我们要常常去思想，去明白神的爱。
We must often think about and understand God's love.
神的爱最大的表现就表现在对我们世人的爱。
The greatest manifestation of love is this love for human beings.
神对我们世人充满着美，充满着美善、善良、恩慈。
God has always been good and good and merciful to the people of the world.
他是给我们生命，让我们存活，是给我们身体的健康。
He gave us life and health.
我们能够好好的活着，是有多少神的恩典包围着我们，所以我们活下来。
Our very survival is being sustained by the many deeds of love from God.
所以他让我们有生命，他也养育我们。
He gave us life and he nourished us.
我们有病痛的时候，不但我们肉体上得到医治，他更让我们心灵得到平安。
In our sickness, not only did he restore us to our health, but he also gave us the peace within.
请看耶利米书三十一章二十节。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse.
耶利米书三十一章二十节。
Jeremiah 31, verse 20.
二十节，神说：“以法莲是我的爱子吗？是可喜悦的孩子吗？我每逢责备他，人生顾念他，所以我的心常念慕他，我必要怜悯他。”神对以法莲的心情就好像对我们每一个世人一样。
God's feelings and love for Ephraim is like that for everyone in the world.
虽然以法莲人背逆神啊，被神责备，但是神的心是爱他们爱得那么深。
Even though God had rebuked Ephraim for their stubbornness, his love for them was so profound.
所以有时候神训练我们，锻炼我们，甚至处罚我们，但是他那个深深那个心还是深深的爱着我们。
So even though sometimes God disciplines and chastises us, His love for us is nevertheless so deep.
这种叫做真正的爱，能够打破我们的自私。
This kind of true love can break our selfishness.
神的一切是为了我们人类。
God did everything for the world.
神做的一切不是因为他对我们人类所做的一切事情，不是因为他做错了什么。
All the things that he had done for us was not because he had somehow made a mistake.
所以神他也为我们准备了救恩，就是耶稣基督。
He prepared salvation for us in Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督将神的爱大大的显明在我们的生活里头，在我们面前。
Jesus Christ manifested the love of God before us.
耶稣充满着神全然的怜悯。
Jesus was filled with the mercy, the perfect mercy of God.
他能够知道我们的软弱，他能够顾念我们还在肉体之内。
He knew our weaknesses and he understood that we are still in our flesh.
虽然饶恕是很难做到的，但是耶稣他饶恕我们。
Although it is difficult to forgive, Jesus forgave us.
甚至他爱他的仇敌，爱那些甚至为那钉他十字架的人祷告。
He loved his enemies and even prayed for those who nailed him.
他为了拯救我们所有人类的生命，他为我们死在十字架上。
To save our lives, to save the whole world, he died on the cross.
在克西马尼园里头，那种大声流泪、哀哭、恳求，不是在演戏，那是真的。
When he prayed aloud to God with loud cries of tears, he wasn't putting up an act. He was really weeping for us.
因为他真的带着肉带着血，他面临一个最大的困难。
He was in a flesh and he was facing a real difficulty.
他要面对着最大的恐怖。
He was facing the greatest fear.
在他被抓的时候，门徒都四散了，众人离弃他。
When he was arrested, all his disciples left him.
他被带到公会里头，在那边人家用拳头打他，吐他唾沫，羞辱他。
When he was brought before the Sanhedrin, he was publicly put to shame and abused.
他在比拉多面前被定罪了，兵丁们 用荆棘的冠冕强戴在他的头上。
He was condemned by Pontius Pilate, and the soldiers forced a thorny crown onto his head.
在被钉十字架之前，他照例他也被带着钩子的鞭打了。
And as the custom was, he was whipped with whips or hooks.
所以他也需要背着他的十字架上哥哥他，但是他已经没有力量背了。
He knew that he was destined to go to Golgotha and carry the cross, yet he was totally exhausted.
然后手脚被钉在十字架。
All his bones were out of joint.
他流血过多，他全身发热。
He suffered much blood loss and he had high fever.
所以他说我渴了。
And he said, I am thirsty.
最可怕的是他为我们到阴间去尝死味。
What was most dreadful was the moment when he went to Hades to taste death for us.
所以他大声地喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So he cried aloud, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这一切就是为了实现神的爱。
All these were done to show the love of God.
这一切不是因为他有罪，而是为了承担我们的罪。
He did not go through these because of his own sin, but because of ours.
神相信我们靠着他能够过着一个得胜的生活。
We believe that by trusting in Him, we can live a victorious life.
神也愿意将永远的生命再赐给我们。
God is willing to give us the everlasting life.
所以他经历了这么多的苦。
That is why Christ has to suffer so much.
请看哥林多后书一章二十节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
哥林多后书一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20。
二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得着荣耀。二十一节。
21。
他在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。二十二节。
22。
他又用印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据。所以说神。是圣灵给我们当作凭据。
It says here that the Holy Spirit is given to us as a seal.
因为耶稣复活，他得着荣耀了，就赐下保惠师，赐下圣灵来。
After Jesus had resurrected and been glorified, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
让我们对永生有把握，有切记。
So that we may have assurance of eternal life.
所以我们要常常去思想，就明白神的爱，有神这么大的爱。
We must often meditate on.How great God's love is.
因为我们要过着一个爱的生活，这是超出我们所想所求的。
The life of love that we should lead is beyond our comprehension.
要爱我们的仇敌，要爱所有的人，这个不是我们想就能够做到的。
To love our enemies or to love the whole world is not something we can just do as we like.
光是爱我们弟兄姐妹就已经不是一件容易的事情。
It is already difficult enough to love our own brothers and sisters.
因为我们每一个人都有自我，都有私心。
Because all of us are to a certain extent self-centered and selfish.
除了被这个真正的爱，神的爱来浇灌我们，我们是做不到的。
Unless we immerse ourselves in the love of God, we will not be able to do it.
我们每一个人如果能够常常被神的爱所感动，我们每一个人才能够真的过着爱的生活，我们才能够在爱中来建立。
Only if we are constantly constrained by the love of Christ can we truly live a life of love and build one another up.
在一年的开始，让我们再一次的立志来过着爱的生活。
At the beginning of this year, let us make a determination again to love.To live a life of love.
让我们常常被神的爱所充满。
Let us always be filled with God's love.